Welcome back, Soul Fam. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is for the full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd of April 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading for a personal reading, Usai Reiki session or attunements, sound therapy or spiritual counseling. Head over to my website, cosmicangel5555@wixsite.com. Also, check out some of my amazing infused intention candles. I do have some for love, money, protection, banishing, and a new addition to the collection is clarity. So it is a powerful tool for gaining clarity and insight into hidden aspects of our lives, relationships, careers, personal life. This is the job for that. 100% road tested and made with love, and definitely works. You'll be receiving downloads for about 3 days after that candle. They are 11.11 plus postage and packaging. It takes 1 week to get across the pond over to the US. And I also have some amazing ritual oils for protection, money. The loved one is just about ready. Thank you for the supporters. You can check all of that out on Instagram, Cosmic Angel 555. So, also, if you would like to participate and join the Transformation Sound Bath this month on the 28th of April 2024, 6 p.m. GMT, 2 p.m. EST, 11 a.m. PST, and 12 p.m. MT. There is limited places and tickets are $25.55 and it is via Skype. If you can't make the live, the recording will be available. So guys, we're just over that last eclipse. We are still in the eclipse portal. The next eclipse will be in September and October, so we do have a little bit of a breather here. And we also feel the energies of eclipses 6 months afterwards. So hang in there, you're doing amazing. And the message that I was getting off my higher self and my guides was to not take things personally, especially with Mercury retrograde, because that's guiding us to go inward. It is going direct around the same time as this full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd, but it will take a week or two to get back to its full power. So Scorpio, full moon, death, rebirth, transformation. Scorpio is a water sign. It goes deep, deep into the emotions, into the shadow side. Have a look at where Scorpio is in your chart. My moon is actually a Scorpio, so I'm known as a lunar Scorpio. Whether you have Scorpio in your chart as a sun, moon, or rising, or anywhere in your chart or not, this full moon will be having an effect on us all. It will be illuminating our emotional bodies. Scorpio is ruled by the solar plexus and the sacral, the willpower and the sexual energy and life force center. It is also ruled by the eighth house, which is transformation and relationships. More focusing on how to transform relationships. And the ruling planets is Mars and Pluto. So we might have a bit of a hard time releasing whatever's not serving us under this energy. Scorpio can be a bit stubborn, but sees into the depths and recognizes what's no longer serving to release and move on. So it is a big transformational energy, and there is going to be big transformations with money and knowing its energy, knowing our worth, creating that 5D abundance and new paradigms, finances, inheritances, all coming up under this full moon. With us just finished the solar eclipse in Aries and Mercury being still funky, it's important for us to be mindful of tempers flaring or boiling over. Trying to take a minute before responding or reacting, and I know that's easier said than done, but facing realities and trying not to project energies, staying centered in our hearts and transforming with the revelations that are going to be illuminated under this energy. So as ever, we do have some amazing messages ahead. We are working with some new decks, guys. Treated myself and therefore I'm also treating you guys to these new decks. So let's take a moment and shift our awareness, tune our cords into Mother Gaia, down into the lower worlds, and also up into Venus, the cosmos, and the upper world. Tuning into our heart center as the portal here in the middle world. And taking a moment to tune into these frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. I am going to play some sacral chakra frequencies. Okay guys, so getting stuck right in, our first card and one of the overall energies that we're all working with here for this full moon in Scorpio is self-love. So as we know, there's many layers to self-love and there's many layers to why we don't take care of ourselves or see the beauty inside. I know usually that boils down to not feeling good enough, and I'm just here with a message to tell you that you are good enough, you are beautiful inside and out, and you don't need to adhere to any form of society's distorted standards of what beauty is. When I look at somebody, I see their soul and I see their energy. It's like the sixth sense. I see energy. But yeah, I do see energy. So whether that's good, no, I don't want to even say good or bad, whether that's energy of a higher frequency or a lower frequency, they're both here on this earth plane. But if you are listening to this podcast, you are definitely of that higher frequency plane and helping bring this fifth dimension back into the world, back into a balance and creating this fifth dimension. So yeah, self-love, self-care. As I get more into reading, I did pull some out of my self-love deck to give us some tools, practical steps of what we can do to engage in our self-love. But again, self-love, self-care, self-worth is coming up really strong. I did create an ebook a while ago. It is 1111 if you would like, and it is all about self-love. It is a workbook helping you to engage in them practices for your self-worth. Okay, so we're moving on to the next card now, and it is a lovely deck. It is linking in with the water energy. We got metamorphosis, embrace transformation. Things are different now. Water, more than any other element, is very used to change. Like lobsters, which must shed their shells in order to grow when the conditions call for it, water transforms itself from liquid to solid, ice, and to gas, clouds, mist, and vapor. And while it may appear that the way we humans change is a little more subtle and slow than that, as ever-changing beings living in an ever-changing world, we're constantly transforming too. Every moment of every single day is an opportunity to embrace or resist change. When we embrace change, we embrace the intelligence of life. And when we resist change, we resist the intelligence of life. Often it's in the growth phase that we feel most uncomfortable. When we've outgrown our skin or our shell or our old way of being. It requires great courage to release what was for the chance to begin again. This is what it means to transform. And what this card is all about. It's time to embrace what's changing around and within you and to see it as an opportunity for great transformation and growth. And the healing waters activation, I embrace the changes that are happening around and within me. I'm ready to let them transform me. So wow, how powerful and on point is this card? And again, linking in with the energy of transformation, we are either embracing or resisting each and every day this intelligence of life. And I do also want to pick up on when it said that it might seem that humans change a little more subtle and slow than that, but we are made up of 75% or 85% water. So, you know, this is why I always find it crazy that people don't feel like the moon has a pull on them when it pulls the ocean out. You know, it's definitely going to have an effect. So, embracing the changes that are happening around and within us and letting the transformation take place. Our next card that we got is Time of the Black Jaguar, Deconstruction. Sorry, destruction. I was getting downloaded while I was reading this. When I seen destruction, I seen in my head deconstruction. As I get more into the reading, I'll touch on that. Okay, I'll touch on that again as we get more into the reading. What positive changes might arise out of the destruction and difficulty I am going through? The Black Jaguar acknowledges that while you may be going through a very difficult season in your life, so much so that you may even feel victimized, know that these trials and tribulations are occurring in order to bring much needed positive change and healing into your life. You have been out of alignment with your natural rhythms of your higher self and Pachamama, Mother Earth herself, for far too long. So now it is the time to destroy harmful beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that hinder you from reaching your greatest potential. Sacred to many indigenous peoples of Central and South America, the Black Jaguar is the destructive yet healing agent of the Earth goddess Pachamama. It arrives in our lives when old, unhealthy patterns and behaviors need to die once and for all. In order to do so, Black Jaguar may bring us to our knees through a crisis like divorce, health issues, or job loss abruptly, awakening us to our own excuses, toxic habits, and poor choices that must now be changed. And the symbolism of this card, to the indigenous peoples of Latin America, the Black Jaguar is related to death, the healing powers of thunder and lightning and all sacred forces that purify and renew life when it becomes stagnant or sick. Black Jaguar does not provide a slow healing, but swiftly and mercilessly destroys that which no longer serves us. It says, enough is enough. The time for change is now. Though it can feel like a punishment, her medicine is meant to protect us, ensure the healthy continuity of life, and free us from superficiality. Whew. Wow, powerful energy of the Black Jaguar. I was definitely feeling that energy as soon as I connected with that card. As I will get in with the destruction is deconstruction for reconstruction, which is what this is exactly bringing with the medicine of what positive changes might arise out of the destruction and the difficulties and trials and tribulations that we are going through right now with this eclipse energy. So powerful, so on points. Okay guys, we're moving on to my fourth deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. If you are interested, you can pre-order this and I might get it back in stock. We do have four elements coming up here for us under this full moon in Scorpio. To back up the fourth card, we have self-love. So we just have another confirmation that self-love is a strong energy coming up under this full moon. We also have release, we also have direction, and we also have star family. So releasing, tapping into the self-love and self-care, self-worth and self-power is going to help with releasing what's no longer serving. Then this is going to help with giving us our direction and confirmation on our next steps. And our star family is guiding us right now at the moment, giving us downloads, giving us that little push or big push, whichever is needed, to put ourselves out into the world to share our gifts, talents and abilities, and to tap into the connection. I did pull two cards from my self-love deck, Self-Love Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. We do have two aspects coming up here for self-love. The first one is ask for help. This can be hard, but it's so important to recognize when you need a sounding board or some advice or an extra pair of hands. And then our second one is water intention. Thoughts and verbalizations have the power to change water. Infuse your water today with intentions. Also some spiritual baths. I do also have bath bombs, I forgot to mention. I do have some amazing bath bombs as well. I will be bringing shower steamers, but definitely getting some spiritual baths on and infusing your water with intention under this energy is going to be extra potent. Okay, so moving on to the tarot. Our first question that I asked is energy for this full moon in Scorpio. So for this, guys, we are being guided to keep going, keep moving forward. We're nearly there. We are being guided to set intentions right now, harness our power and take action. The change is coming, the change is here, the change is on its way. Time to take a pause for our moments and also realize that there is better days ahead. Right now, I know it's turbulent as fuck going through these eclipse energies and full moons, but we're doing it. Time to take a pause. We're almost there. Keep going. Overall energy for this full moon in Scorpio. Our next question that I asked is what's not being seen or what's hidden at the moment? And so powerful, we did get the death card, which is linked in with Scorpio. Every star sign has a card linking in the tarot, and the death card is in with Scorpio, which represents death, rebirth and transformation. So this isn't a physical death, this is a metaphysical. It's we're moving on to another stage right now. We're being called to enter a new phase of our journey, of our ascension, of this rebirth. There is divine forces at work here. And this card is so powerful in this new deck that I got, which is the runes. I have been guided lately to work with the Elder Tarot. Fork, I can't really pronounce it, Blade, but I'm doing it. Rune alphabet, which is the old Germanic one. But Odin is our father is on this card with his two wolves and with the ravens and crows, and he's coming out of the doors of Valhalla to claim the souls that are ready for the next phase of their journey, of this spiritual ascension that we are on right now. So again, it's not physical, it's a metaphysical, and we are shedding that skin. We are rising like that phoenix from the ashes. So lots of transformation. The next question that I asked is, what's blooming right now? So right now, what's blooming is us really stepping into our power, into the success of all the work we've put in so far, of the milestones that we are hitting in our journey. And it is time to just step into recognition, step into a moment of respite, of having a breather, of knowing that the hardships are nearly over, and really, really just accept the blessings that the universe is bringing in for all of the work you have put in. So the next question that I asked is, what is fading right now? So what is fading? We got a powerful, powerful card for that. And finally, the tower moments are fucking fading. It's really powerful because on this deck that I got, it is the dragon Fanfru, and he's well pissed off. He's blown out some fire that is not, nothing's getting away from this fire. Everything's scorching it, getting scorched. So right now, what's fading is the shake-ups that's after happening in our lives, the tear downs that no longer serves us, and really surrendering into the trajectories that we're being moved on right now and where we are in our lives. So thank fuck that's fading. But we must always keep our warding and energetic shields up. I was thinking last week when we did get that message of maybe negative energy was getting thrown towards us or our businesses or whatever it may be. And I was going to mention about doing some return to sender work with your candle work as well. You can always do that and return the energy back to its sender by the power of tree. And you can also invoke Mother Hecate, Goddess Morrigan, Lilith, Kalima. These are all good goddesses to work with when you're doing return to sender work. and energetic shielding. Also the archangels. The next question that I asked is, what changes are on the horizon? So for that, we did get some good energy coming in. There is some balance finally of the giving and receiving coming in, of the giving and the taking, of the energetic exchanges coming in strong. Support, accomplishment, respect, growth, community, soul tribe is coming in here strong with changes on the horizon. And the last question that I asked was a message from the universe. And with this, the message from the universe is balance is coming in. Justice is being given out. The truth will always prevail. Right now it's time to restore this balance, navigate our circumstances, and take responsibility for ourselves, for our actions, and for our next steps and path. And our final card to wrap this up is another one linking in with runes as well, another oracle that I got. This is Fiwaz the cat. The bright-eyed little black kitten is wise beyond his years, as he holds the wisdom of many lives, like Tarot's death card. I had to laugh. Black cats are often viewed with fear, but this kitten knows the beauty of transformation. With every new life, he moves closer to enlightenment. Fiwaz was both a serious nature and the light, swift energy of renewal, a rune representing the mysteries of life and death. Fiwaz speaks of things timeless, eternal, and immortal. It deals with our initiation into the mysteries of life, and it brings a message that there will be testing and transformation. It is a symbol of death and rebirth. Including Fiwaz in shaman rituals on the Halloween, when the veil is at its thinnest, and you can call on your ancestors. You can also work with this rune with your candle work, with your altar, it's a protector and a facilitator. So thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for navigating this energy. I will be back soon. I'm grateful to everyone that I have worked with, I am working with, and I will work with in the future. Looking forward to seeing some of you at the Transformation Sound Bath. Namaste.